But when I saw the DVD in my closet, I kind of thought to myself, like, okay, where is the rest of the stuff that belongs in the fireproof box?
Your home is a powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more.
Hey everyone, today's episode is going to be a little bit of a shorty story time episode for you, mostly for your entertainment, but also hopefully you can learn a little bit from the lessons I had to learn the hard way. I am telling you about how I lost my family's important documents. So stick around to find out why there's just no shame in my labeling game. At the end of each school year, especially the last few years, our school counselor has done an activity with each classroom that is an escape room activity. And to do that activity, she needs like some sort of locking mechanism. So when she was asking around a few years ago if anybody had something like that, I said I had a fireproof box that locked and had a key. And she was like, great, that'll work. In order for her to borrow it, I obviously take all the things out of the box while she uses it at school. I specifically remember taking everything out of it and putting all of my stuff in a bag. And when I say stuff, I'm talking about my wedding DVD, which is also like the wedding video, the wedding photos, my entire family's social security cards, our passports, documents for our wedding rings, and my other bands that I got for each birth of our children, CDs and USB drives that have other photos on them, the spare key to my vehicle. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I had let the counselor borrow this fireproof box at the end of the school year. So it was somewhere between at the end of April and the last couple weeks of school. We're at the beginning of May. And sometime in June, I found our wedding DVD. And I was glad I found it because we were getting close to our anniversary. But when I saw the DVD in my closet, I kind of thought to myself, like, okay, where is the rest of the stuff that belongs in the fireproof box? And I was like, okay, I'm really glad that I have our wedding DVD, but like, where's the rest of it? Where's our social security cards? Where's the documents for my wedding ring? So this is when the search began. And there are only a few places in my house where I keep important documents, the fireproof box and the office. I seriously looked through every single chunk of important documents we had to see if they had somehow gotten in the mix with other important stashes. But honestly, I was so afraid I had let the bag get mixed up with other bags in my room that were donation bags. And I was so afraid that our important documents were all floating around the back room of a Goodwill or a Salvation Army. I was almost so desperate at one point that I wanted to call and ask if anyone had come across them at those stores. And I honestly only told Marcus and one good friend of mine that I had lost everything. I didn't want our counselor, who's also a good friend of mine, to feel bad, even though it totally, of course, would not be her fault. And I was honestly having a bit of an identity crisis. Like, here I am. I'm so organized, Miss Stressless Organizing. How can I lose something like this? And I really didn't want to go through the process of getting all five of us new social security cards. But I also didn't want to leave that task for a time when we were on a time crunch and needed our social security cards for some reason, like as soon as possible. We even ended up buying a different vehicle for me in July, and I didn't have the spare key for that to turn in with my old vehicle. Luckily, the salesperson was super sweet, and he was like, worry about your social security cards, don't worry about your spare key. So I did feel better about that, but I still feel bad. But I had searched everywhere, and
I told myself we would literally have to move in order for me to find them because I had looked everywhere and they hadn't showed up. Then a week or two ago, I was in my closet and I was about to Snapchat my friends a picture of a shirt I was going to wear to a Kid Rock concert. But the shirt actually hadn't arrived in time and I was trying to show them like, oh, look at this perfect like fringe. It had fringe on the sleeves, but the fringe wasn't strings. It was like gems. It just totally looked like an awesome rock concert shirt. I'm going to have to save it for the state fair. And I was just trying to send a picture to my friends to show them this awesome shirt. But I have a couple hooks on the walls in my closet for setting things aside. And my concert shirt was hanging on the hook, but the clothes on my rod were getting in the way of the sleeve detail that I wanted to show off. So I go and grab these clothes on the rod to move them out of the way, and there it was, the bag. I knew exactly what was in it without even looking in it. It finally came to me. I had put this bag on this closet rod so it wasn't in my way in my closet. I remember for the first few days, I was constantly moving it around and it was driving me crazy. So I just tucked it away for the time being. I had not put it with the donation items like I was afraid I had. I literally squealed, yelled for my husband, and instantly Snapchatted the one friend I had told about this and was like, I found my stuff. I found my stuff. But as much as I have practiced setting up guardrails for me to manage my ADHD brain, forgetfulness is just something I cannot escape from. I definitely noticed this was taken up another level when we started having kids, and it just got worse with each one I had. There's just so many responsibilities that we have to juggle as wives, moms, and working full time. That's why I'm determined to find ways that we can make motherhood feel more manageable. So I even said at one point, this is why my entire house is labeled, because I cannot for the life of me remember where anything goes or where everything is. Sometimes it can feel silly to label so much in your house, but honestly, it helps so much. It saves your brain's energy. It saves you and your family from frustration. If an item in your home has a place that it belongs and it's even labeled, no one can argue about where it actually belongs. And I'm hoping in the future, when my children can all read, that this will lead to less questions asking me where things are. The best part is that labels are not permanent. They work for the time you've set them up, and when they aren't working for you anymore, take them off, make new ones, rearrange. It's not set in stone, and it's completely okay to adapt and make adjustments. It's just so important that you create systems that work for your unique needs in your home. Start small with labeling. Maybe you can get started by prioritizing a high traffic area or a place in your house where you feel like you're constantly putting things away or putting things back. I'm going to leave a few links in the show notes for you to check out different label makers that I have and what I like to use them for. I want to make sure I'm clear. It is okay and 100% normal to have these moments where things get lost. The key is to turn around and troubleshoot the issue. Identify the pain point. What system or solution could you put in place so that it doesn't happen again? Or if an issue is reoccurring, so that it will stop happening over and over. We all know what the definition of insanity is, right? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. To get different results, we have to change what we are doing. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stress Less Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at Megan Smith Stress Less. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Play Spaces That Work. If you're a mama who feels overwhelmed by the amount of toys in your home, or your frustration over a lack of toy storage means you're constantly nagging your children to clean up, then this audio course is for you. Your home doesn't have to feel like the toys have taken over. Hi, I'm Megan. I've combined my experience from being a mom, an elementary educator, and the owner of a professional home organizing business to bring you the step-by-step process to creating play spaces that work in your home. Inside this private podcast, you'll learn how to set up your home to function seamlessly with intentional toy evaluation and storage protocols, all while promoting independent play. When you enroll in Play Spaces That Work, a private podcast isn't the only thing you're getting, though. You will gain access to resources like the toy categories list, the toy evaluation tool, my product recommendation guide, the course workbook that will walk you through making all your decisions, plus a to-do list to keep you on track. Instead of spending more time tidying up your home than you spend with your family, it's time to create Play Spaces That Work. Be sure to visit the link in the show notes to learn more.